Ivan Watson is in northern Iraq in the Kurdish-controlled area where this morning there was a friendly fire incident. He's on the phone. Ivan, are you there?
Hi, I'm Leanne. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. And can you tell us about this friendly fire incident? What do you know?
BBC television was evidently on the scene when this took place. They appeared to have been traveling in a convoy that included at least one high-level Kurdish official, as well as several Kurdish fighters, and reportedly some American Special Forces soldiers. The BBC's John Simpson says a bomb came from a U.S. warplane. It landed just a matter of yards from the convoy, exploding and killing a number of people there. He reported at least 10 bodies. Bodies lying burned beside the ruined cars. One of the people killed, evidently, is a translator, the Kurdish translator, for the BBC television crew that was traveling at the time. They were heading southwest from the Kurdish city of Erbil towards an area that was roughly halfway between the key Iraqi-held cities of Mosul and Kirkuk. It appears that Kurdish and American forces were involved in some kind of advance in that area, roughly halfway in between the two cities. It's indicating that they are trying to push to perhaps cut the two cities off from each other.
What else can you tell us about what is happening on the northern front?
Well, this apparent friendly fire incident is happening as the northern front has been heating up over the past 4 to 5 days. There have been a number of battles between Kurdish Peshmerga militia fighters fighting alongside American Special Forces troops against Iraqi forces. It does appear to be a change of tactic since the U.S. had previously given the Kurds, given them explicit instructions not to move, especially unilaterally, towards any of these key Iraqi-held cities, Kirkuk and Mosul. So for the past several days, we've seen U.S. Special Forces and Kurdish fighters working very closely, calling in airstrikes and moving on the ground, light infantry forces, no tanks, moving against Iraqi forces. We've seen some pitched battles over the past several days in the direction of the city of Mosul, but nothing so far on the scale of the fighting further south that have involved hundreds of American tanks and heavy artillery and weaponry.
NPR's Ivan Watson in Kurdish-controlled northern Iraq. Ivan, thank you very much.
Thank you, Leanne.